we count the honor and the privilege always to stand and be able to share the good news, to be able to share thus saith the Lord. Today we're going to, last time we were together I spoke about my fruit is ready for inspection. We're going to stay within that concept. We used Matthew 7:15-20 and Luke 6:43-45 as our base scriptures. So we'll read those just to give us a refresh. Matthew 7:15-16. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Then we read Luke 6:43-45, and it reads, it says, for a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Now, relaying the message of don't judge a book by its cover. Amen. We all know that what you see is not always what you get, especially when it comes to fruit and vegetables. What may seem to be ripe or ready on the outside, it may not be as pleasing on the inside. We had used for a subject matter, we used Luke 6:43 for the base scripture where it says, for a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. We therefore went on to describe this very word bear. A bearer is a person or a thing that carries or holds something. A person or a thing that carries or holds something. So we said that we all are bearers of fruit. Amen? Mm-hmm. See, when people interact with us, our fruit is being inspected. Whether it's intentional or unintentional, people are filling us out. They're checking us visually. They're looking at us just to see, is our fruit like Jesus? Because Jesus said in Matthew 7:16, he said, you will know them by what? By their fruit. So let me just take a moment here to shift gears in today's message. When we concluded on our last service, we left off at Galatians 5:22-25. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ, listen to me, and those who are Christ have crucified what? The flesh with its passion and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen? So this morning, I would like to speak to you from the subject matter, much fruit. Much fruit. Now, we read a passage in John, the 15th chapter. John, the 15th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Each branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear what? More fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears what? Much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, I couldn't get to this last time we were together, and I wanted to go back out of this teaching because it's so important about this in verse number 5 where it says, I am the vine, you are the branches, he who abides in me, and I in him bears much fruit. Much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, I encourage you all previously to read this whole chapter, chapter 15 in the book of John. It is here where I have found something interesting concerning the fruit that we must bear. Now, we have already identified the fruit itself, which is outlined in Galatians 5, chapter 22 and 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Now, the Word of God goes on to say that, and these fruit, against such, there is no law. Amen. Now, give me a moment to set this up for you. Against such, there is no law. I want you to see this as the Spirit of God had intended for us to see this. Now, Jesus said in 15:5, he said this. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen? That's the word. He who abides in Jesus and Jesus abides in him, this is a very important statement. Now, I don't want you to miss this because he says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you will bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, there must be a cohabitation here for this process to work. See, you cannot allow Jesus to abide in you and you don't abide in him.
That's correct.
Or vice versa, where you're abiding in him and he's not abiding in you. Now, some may think that's impossible. How could that be possible? Because if Jesus is abiding in me, then I'm abiding in him. Or if I'm abiding in him, then he's abiding in me. That's not true. That's not so. Because if it was true, he would have made this statement. Amen? So there is such where Jesus can abide in you and you not abide in him. Or you abide in him and he not abide in you. Because he said, if you abide in me and I in him, bears much fruit. Why would he say that? If it's possible, he just said, well, I'm just going to abide in you and that's it. But no, he said, you have to abide in me and I have to abide in you. So therefore, there's some place, somewhere where Jesus said, listen, I'm abiding in you, but you're not abiding in me. Or, you're abiding in me, but guess what? I'm not abiding in you. Because he says, this you will bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now I want to go back to something we mentioned earlier in the fruits of the Spirit, where outlined in Galatians 5. It's very important that we illuminate this part, where it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, suffering. Against such, there is no law. Against such, there is no law. Meaning that in these fruits, in joy, in love, in peace, in long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, there is no law. Which means that this is limitless. The power and creativity that you'll find in the fruits of the Spirit is limitless. Nothing can stop it. For instance, okay, let me do this. Take the law of physics, right? Now, the law of physics, basically, just a basic definition, it says that it's a particular phenomenon that occurs when certain conditions present itself, right? For example, what goes up must come down. Amen? If it goes up, it has to come down. That's just the law of physics. Amen? However, because of the atmosphere that we're in, the gravity, the atmosphere that we are in, that law persists. But if we were in outer space, what goes up doesn't come down. Because the atmosphere is different. But the law is still the same. Because the atmosphere changes. Right? Okay, let's do it this way. Let's say in order for it to snow, the temperature has to be a certain low temperature with a certain moisture to form these crystals that can turn into snowflakes that fall to the ground. But if any of those are not right, you don't get snow. To get rain. Amen? So when these two things collide, that's just a law. When these two things collide, when the proper temperature and the moisture is right, it's going to form snow or ice, and it's going to fall to the ground. But if you don't get that temperature, then you'll get rain. Amen? But with the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law. There's no law. For these things to come in to you and to reflect you, for you to possess these, there is no law. For you to use these, there is no law. For these attributes to be within you and to come out of you, there is no law. A person doesn't have to act nice to you for you to be nice to them. When you're long-suffering, there's no time period on long-suffering. Some of us have been waiting for so long for certain things. We like, when, Lord? When? But there's no law. There's no law. Gonna say, guess what? This is going to happen in 30 days for everybody. There's no law. Kindness, there's no law to it. Certain things don't have to happen for you to be kind. Certain things don't have to happen for you to be good. To be faithful, certain things do not have to be in place for you to be faithful. Self-control, you should be able to control that. There shouldn't be no law that says, well, you know what, I got to control myself. There's no law to say when and where you should control yourself. Because it's a fruit of the Spirit. And Jesus said, if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Against such there is no law. There's no way that you can hinder the process. If Jesus is in you and you're in him, there's nothing, nothing that can hinder the process of you bearing much. There's no law. There's no law. There's no condition. There's no law. What do we see when these fruit are apparent? What we see is someone who is abiding in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And Jesus Christ is abiding in them. See, Jesus didn't say that you just have love or joy. No. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long. You just don't get one without the other. And so when we look at these fruit, we must line ourselves up and say, okay, do I have love? One? For another? Am I walking in joy? Can I find joy within me because Jesus is in me? So that should give me enough joy. Peace. Do I have a peace that surpasses all understanding? That when I pray, I know that my prayer is answered because I get the peace that only God can give, because he is the one that answers my prayer. For me or not, you'll receive a peace. Amen? We learned that. Long suffering. Am I able to hold out, to hang in there? The Bible says that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. When is the end? When's the end, Deacon Eugene? Tell me. Sister Valentine, when's the end? I can't tell you when the end is. He said no man knows. But we got a lot of people that's predicting it. But Jesus says no man knows. And for me, it might be tomorrow.
That's right.
Could be next month, could be next year, could be 50 years from now. I don't know. So therefore, I need to live each day. Amen? Abiding in him, and him in me, so that I can bear much fruit, so that when people see me, they will know what? That I belong to him. By the fruit that I bear, because he said, you shall know them by their fruit. Not by his fruit, but by their fruit. I want to take a... I'm trying to close this out. I just wanted to illuminate this particular, that much fruit, because I didn't get to it last time we were together. But I want to take a back. I want to take a walk back in time. I want to show you something. Let's go back to the beginning, where God created man in His own image. To Genesis. Genesis 26 to 28 says this. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, look at this. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Fill the earth. First he says, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, of course, it's obvious in this text that God, when he said be fruitful and multiply, he was speaking about mass duplication of his creation. Mm-hmm. Amen? He was telling man to listen, I need you to be fruitful. I need you to multiply, make more of yourself in the earth. Because you were created in my image, so therefore go and make more. But in this multiplication, the first thing he said to him was, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Now, to be fruitful, this word I found in the Hebrew has several different meanings. To be fruitful in the natural sense, we look at our families. You know, back in the biblical times, in the Old Testament time, to have more children was to be blessed. Mm-hmm. The more children you had, the blessed you were. The more fruitful you were. Amen? I think that might have stopped right along the time of my parents and stuff. People stopped having those big families. Mm-hmm. But I can go back to my mom before them, my grandparents and them, it wasn't nothing to have 10 kids. It wasn't nothing. Because God said be fruitful. But remember what we read in John 5:5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. See, when you bear much fruit, you will bear much fruit, but without him, you can do nothing. Which leads to the fruits of the Spirit that's found in Galatians 5, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Amen? But back in Genesis 1:28, it says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, in order to fill, subdue, and have dominion over every living thing, he didn't say that thing, he said, but over every living thing.
That's right.
That moves on the earth. Amen? Anything that moves on the earth, anything that lives on the earth, anything that breathes God's air on this earth is a living thing. Anything that moves, God said, you're to subdue it and to have dominion over it. Mm-hmm. Amen? How do we subdue and have dominion? By the first thing that he gave us command to do. By being fruitful. Because Jesus said, if you abide in me, and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit. Amen? You will bear much fruit. Now, so to subdue and to take dominion over something, who necessarily says it has to be done by force? Sometimes, yes. But can you attract people with the love of Jesus?
Absolutely.
Can you attract people with joy?
Amen.
With gentleness? With long-suffering? How many times we all, as adults, have children long-suffering, hanging in there with our children? Is that not a form of subduing? Is that not a form of having dominion? Because see, if the more you abide in him and the more he abides in you, he said that you shall bear much fruit. So in him abiding in you and you in him and you're bearing much fruit, that joy, that love, that peace will increase to much fruit. Mm-hmm. Amen? Which means that when you walk into a place and they see the fruits of your spirit, because you're abiding in him and he's abiding in you, you can have dominion just by walking into a place. You can subdue things just by abiding in him and he abiding in you and the fruits that are coming from within. Subdue it, have dominion over it, over every living thing on the earth. Because the fruits of the Spirit, which are found in Galatians 5:22 and 23, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, against such there's no law. So if there's no law, that means it can be used for anything you choose to use it for. Amen? Because what's stopping it? There's no law. There's nothing that will prevent you from using the fruits of the Spirit to subdue, have dominion, and to fill every living thing on this earth. That's what it means to have much fruit.
Amen?
Amen? When you have much fruit, that means that Jesus is abiding in you, you are abiding in him, which makes you have, or which intends, with, let me slow down, which gives you much fruit to bear. When you bear much fruit, you have the power to fill, to subdue, and have dominion over every living thing on the earth. Because against those fruits, there is no law. There's no law. That's like going up to the traffic light, running a red light, and there's no law running the traffic light. You just keep on going. Oh, there's no law to that. You can do what you want to do. What they call that, what they call when people just go crazy, is that martial law, something that people take over and they just do what they want? Anarchy. Well, they, people just take over and just do what they want to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, when you possess these fruits, that's what you have. So, guess what? We have to learn how to apply these to situations that we come against in our lives. Amen? When we're in the workplace and our supervisor is acting crazy sometimes. Sometimes we do have to use a little long suffering. Okay, Lord, I'm gonna wait this out until you come and you either move me or move him, but I'm gonna do exactly what you said. I'm gonna treat him with some love. I'm gonna throw some love in. I'm gonna come in this place with joy every morning. I'm gonna have my mind at peace. I'm gonna put on my helmet of salvation. Amen. And when you start walking in these things with your self-control and treating people with gentleness and kindness, you begin to subdue them, and then you have dominion over that very thing that was trying to apprehend you. But the very key thing is, if he, Jesus, abides in you, and you abide in him. Because he said, if he doesn't abide in you, you can't do anything. You can't do it. You have no power. You may have some fruit, but you don't have much fruit. See, you might have two of these things. You might have a little joy. You might have a little kindness. But that's not much fruit. Jesus said, look, I want to give you much fruit. I want to give you all of this. I want to give you love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. I want to give you this. So abide in me, and let me abide in me. Let me abide in you, and you abide in me. So that you can have these, which is such, there is no law. So that you can go and you can command whatsoever you desire against anything that walks on the face of the earth. That's powerful. That's powerful. To know that you have that much power inside of you because Jesus is inside of you and you are in him, that you can walk where there's nothing against you. People have walked out of jail because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Had the handcuffs on, get ready to go for life sentences, and because of these things right here, they walked out. Because there's... So when God says there's no law, when the Word of God says there's no law, if you are abiding in him and he in you, there's nothing that you cannot do. And there's nothing that can be done against you. Amen? If you're abiding in him and he in you, and you have the power to possess and bear much fruit. Amen? So we have to learn how to be more in him. Because he'll come in. That's not the issue. The issue is with us. Are we going to abide in him more? Are we going to read his word more? Are we going to get to know him more? Are we going to draw closer to him? Because he said, if you draw closer to me, I'll draw closer to you. See, a lot of times we get out of that place where God says, listen, I've been here all the time. I'm just waiting for you to come back. I'm just waiting for you to open your mouth, to talk to me, to converse with me. I haven't heard from you in a while. Or the only time I hear from you is when you need something. Why you can't just talk to me and say, hey, Lord, I love you. How you doing? Well, you know he's doing great, but I mean, just a general conversation. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you for today. Thank you for my family. I thank you for my job. Thank you for my vehicle getting me back and forth to work today. Thank you for getting me food to eat. Lord, I just thank you for my life. When you turn on the television today, you look at the news, there's always something or somebody that's worse off than you are. Deke said it earlier, every time we turn around, man, not only worldwide, but not even now right here in our own country, in this nation, we're going through so much. And if you're not abiding in him, and he in you, you can get caught up. And you've got to have this. You must have this so that, guess what? Any law that comes against you, you can defeat it. It says, against such there is no law. When people come against you, trying to hurt you, racism, prejudice, whatever it may be, if you are in him and he in you, this will help you be an overcomer in every situation.
Sure.
But you have to let it work. You have to allow it to work in your life. You have to walk in love. You have to, it's going to be, trust me, do you think the enemy is not going to try your love? You think he's not going to try your joy? Long suffering? Every day we might get up. Every day is not a great day when you get up and hit the floor like, oh, I'm just happy to be alive. No, it's not like that every day. You got to grab hold of it and grab hold of him. Lord, abide in me. Abide in me. I'm going to abide in you. So that when I walk out this door, I'm bearing more fruit.
Amen.
Increase my long suffering. Increase my gentleness. Increase my faithfulness. Help me with my self-control. So that anything come against me, it will fall to the ground. Amen?
Amen.
The devil will use anything and anybody to try to diminish the fruits of the Spirit, to quench them. Anything. He'll try to do anything. If he see you happy, he'll try to bring up something to take away your joy. But guess what? All you got to do is say, he's abiding in me. I'm not going to allow anybody to take my joy away. Why? Because he's abiding in me. Amen? I'm just going to still love. Why? Because he's abiding in me. And I'm abiding in him. I've been through a lot, ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But I've learned that regardless of what's happening, if I abide in him and he abides in me, everything will be okay. Amen? So let's just learn to give more of him, give more to him, and allow him to do more in us through these fruits of the Spirit. And you'll see increase in your life because you will bear much fruit. Amen? Go to him.
Amen.
Praise God. All right.